Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
So let's take a look at some of the dance and music events that are coming up in the Brighton Festival. The festival's Rob Jones came to Radio Reverb to cast his eye over what's in store.
There's a real range of work happening at all different scales over the month of May, from big concert hall pieces to small intimate happenings to beautiful installations that really pull apart some of the bigger questions that we're looking at as a society today. So, yeah, good stuff.
Wow, OK. Well, some people shy away from dance as being a kind of difficult art form because they're afraid they don't get it. Does it matter if you don't understand dance?
No, but I know exactly what that viewpoint means and what that's about. I used to be like that, and I think it just means you haven't seen the right thing that makes you feel a certain way. But I've always found that sometimes dance is the one art form, similar to music and being at a gig, that can really engage with an audience. I mean, we all have bodies, we all move, and we can respond to that. But I think it's just about relaxing, not thinking too much, and just seeing what's in front of you. And if you enjoy it and appreciate it, that's good enough. And the right dance can definitely do it for you, for sure.
I guess there's the idea that everything ought to have a narrative, and sometimes dance, it just is.
Yeah, same thing. Well, that's totally the case with so many art forms. But yeah, sometimes dance just is about a feeling or exploring an idea and not necessarily a linear ABC type narrative. And absolutely some do, and some in this festival absolutely do give you story, give you well-known stories, give you, you know, that meatiness if people are after that. But, you know, other parts, you know, look at life a little bit differently, I guess.
And I've noticed a move in recent years towards more kind of circus related events rather than what we might understand as dance. I mean, there's some strong names returning to the festival this year which have gone down an absolute storm in previous years.
Yes. So a lot of the lines are becoming a bit more blurred between the genres, and so one of our bigger circus shows, the company Cash has returned with the show Driftwood, and it is definitely more of a departure from your conventional circus. It's still really, you know, wow, amazing big tricks, and it's very balance based and a lot of floor work and flips and aerial, but at the same time it's quite poetic in its movement. It's got a beautiful soundtrack, and the company really worked to create quite a relaxed magical world. It's a really great show. And there's also Mimbre, who are a company that I've known for a long time, who are wonderful, with a piece called If I Could I Would, and they are really family friendly. They're really I don't like the word diverse, I think it's a rubbish word, but they're good with representation with mm-hmm. all different types of performers, and they make work which has a lot of heart. That's going to be at All Saints, and those are our circus, big circus shows that are happening, but also within, how can I say that? Circa.
Well, I was going to say, because Cassis I've seen before, and Cassis I absolutely love, and Circa, who did How Like an Angel,
yes,
which absolutely blew people's minds years ago.
Huge circus show, which is going to be in the cemetery off the Lewis Road in the final weekend of the festival.
There must be some challenges to put on a circus stroke dance piece in a cemetery.
It's an amazing piece of circus. With circus theatre, it's site specific. It's got a giant participatory choir. The audience walk on this journey. You're guided through a journey, basically, through like the afterlife. You've got circus performers up in the trees. You know, they're hidden in bushes. They're doing all these amazing, incredible tricks, and it's world class, but at the same time the people of Brighton have helped to make the show and a part of it, so it's a brilliant feat. It's actually been one of the easier outdoor shows to make happen. We were worried that there wouldn't be a cemetery that would want us in there, and the Lewis Road Cemetery were completely open armed, like, yes, please come in, do something. And we've been very respectful of the fact that it is a cemetery, and the company are brilliant and are ready to respect the space and make a good show in it. But yeah, it's going to be bespoke to Brighton, and it's going to be a really special thing happening. And it's great, this year, each year we manage to bring work to different places in the same city and just, you know, give it a different different spin.
I think that's one of the things that people love as well. So they see something in a totally different place. You would never expect to see a performance.
Completely. And it brings, also when you do that, it brings different audiences and different people that wouldn't usually want to come and see a circus show or sit in, say, want to sit in the Theatre Royal, but they'll go down the road and they'll go and stand in the cemetery and out of curiosity alone. And by far, it will be some of the best performance you've seen.
Now, tell me something about the Hiccup Project, because I've been looking at this and there are workshops attached to this. Can you enlighten me a little bit more about it?
So the Hiccup Project was formed by two wonderful local dancers, Christina and Chess, who are brilliant. And they are basically doing a retrospective with us in the festival. And part of that, they'll be doing a kitchen dance workshops. And the idea is just looking at accessible dance, at the idea of the dancing that you do in your kitchen, that and it's about that kind of irreverent dance like no one's watching kind of movement, which is very much about just feeling good. Their work is very, very special and it does make you feel good. And so they're looking at that in their workshops and then also in their two pieces, It's Okay, I'm Dealing With It and May We Go Round, which have also been in the Brighton Fringe in previous years, which look at, one really looks at kind of relationships and struggling with being single, and one looks at the idea of kind of self-care and dealing with stress and the fact that life can be a bit crap at times. And they are incredibly funny, intelligent pieces of, I guess you could call them dance, but I'd call them comedy, a performance also. And the fact that it's like watching two stand-ups, you know, they've got a real vibe of like a stand-up duo, but at the same time incredibly strong dance technique, and they do dance parts in it. But they are, you know, they are really pushing the genre on and blurring the lines, and are really fun and smart, and people like them, and you definitely get a lot out of it. I really hope people come and see them. They're great.
Now, there's something else here, Swan Lake, which I suspect people normally think is done in tutus, but this looks like an altogether different affair.
Absolutely, Melita. No. potted history. There's a company that no longer exists called Fabulous Beasts, and the artistic director of that company is a choreographer called Michael Keegan Dolan, who is incredible. His aesthetic is some of the grittiest, biggest dreamlike performance I've ever seen. I'm going to use that word performance because it really does more than it's big, and it's about lots of different things. It's not just about dance. Anyway, so he has taken, and he's very well known for taking well-known stories and like classical repertoires and then turning them on the head and giving them a real kind of gritty, earthy weight. And at the same time, it's very big and European and exciting. So he's taken the story of Swan Lake. He's completely reworked it and based it in basically like very much Irish folklore, and he's made it into this big multi-sensory performance piece called Loch. I can never say the proper Gaelic. Is it Gaelic? What's the
Gaelic? It looks Gaelic. Yes, Loch, it's Gaelic.
It's like Loch Inna Ella, and it's there are dancers who wear these big strap-on swan wings at times. There are actors who play corrupt priests and, you know, violent criminals. There are giant ladders that stretch to the ceiling.
Wow.
There's a live band called live folk band, well known, called Slowly Moving Clouds, who like orchestrate the whole piece and a backing track. There's 2 tons of feathers at the end of each show. Big shotguns.
I bet the caretaker will love that. I'm gonna come to clean that up.
It's some of the biggest, most exciting performance that we'll see at the festival this year for sure. And it is in no way inaccessible. This is something which is, if you like excitement, if you like things that are beautiful, if you like to be challenged and excited, yeah, this is definitely a show for you. Yeah.
Great. So, Rob, I'm going to ask you to pick out another couple then for us.
Yeah, sure. So I'm thinking about more dance and performance. Let's talk about FK Alexander. So FK Alexander is an incredible performance artist from Glasgow, and she has this amazing piece called I Could Go On Singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's based on Judy Garland's final performance at Carnegie Hall, and basically it's kind of part sound installation, part one-on-one performance. You get given a ticket. You go in to, it's going to be at the Spire, you go into the Spire, big church, and there's a big group, you can be in there, the audience. You stand on an X, and then the performance begins. FK Alexander, absolutely incredible performer.
Just for you.
Just for you.
That sounds terrifying.
No. It's incredible. Trust me. I sat and watched this in Edinburgh for an hour, and people were crying, breaking down. And she's like a performance wizard. Like, that's the only way I can really describe it. But basically, I don't want to give too much away, but basically a one-on-one performance happens where she performs, and also there's playing over the airwaves, and there's a huge kind of soundscape happening at the same time. It's kind of like a big wall of sound. It's beautiful, really engulfing and sensory. And she holds your hand and performs this one-on-one performance of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's a very orchestrated, clear, controlled performance, and it happens again and again. But the whole time you as an audience member are there, she is completely focused on you, holding your hand, looking into your eyes. No, trust me. And you're completely safe. It's undivided attention, and you forget everything else. Something about that song, when you really think about the words of that song, when you really think about also Judy Garland, her life, what she'd been through, and the context of it, and the atmosphere that it creates, something about it happening over and over again. And I've pitched this to like my festival team and everyone over and over. It really is something you have to experience, but it is an incredible experience to have. So she's going to be doing that for 3 days at the end of the festival at the Spire. It's a durational performance, which means it will go on for a long period of time, but audience members can come and go. They don't have to be there for the whole period of time it's on. And that's another incredible, brilliant one-off thing happening.
You've got time for one more.
One more. What do you want? Do you want music, or do you want another dance piece?
Go on, give us some music piece.
Music piece, I'm going to talk about Mickey Blanco.
Go on then, yeah.
Mickey Blanco,
Who is amazing.
Yeah. I'm so pleased that he's agreed to come to the festival this year. Mickey, I've wanted to work with Mickey for a long, long time, and this is definitely like a dream come true. Mickey is an incredible queer hip-hop artist, performer, activist, completely turns the genre on its head, and at the same time is one of the best. Collaborates with brilliant artists, is so brave, but in the same way really vulnerable. And he's coming at the end of the festival to basically give us our party night, and he's going to do a brilliant gig. And then he's also supported by two brilliant queer performers, Travis Alabanza, who is one of the a hot kid coming up on the scene, let's say that, and Lasana Shabazz, who's also another incredible performance artist. So that's going to be a night of music and performance. It's going to be a party. It's going to be irreverent. Can't find my words today. It's going to be irreverent and exciting, and it's going to be, something to really remember. And Kate, our guest director, was really keen to get Mickey in the festival too. Yeah, who's wonderful and will be there also on the night. So, yeah, should be good.
Brilliant. Well, there's so much stuff happening in the Brighton Festival this year. So, Rob Jones, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I guess pick up a festival programme, go to the website, brightonfestival.org.
Yeah, check it out.
Brilliant. Rob, thanks for joining us on Radio Reverb. Rob Jones there with the flavour of the dance and music events taking place in the Brighton Festival.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.